USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
One firefighter is dead and five others had to be pulled from the rubble when a building collapsed in Philadelphia. The building caught fire early Saturday morning. It housed a pizza shop and apartments. The building went down shortly after the fire was put out, about 90 minutes after the call. Officials say the deceased is 51-year-old Sylvester Williamson, a 27-year veteran of the Philly Fire Department. One firefighter remains hospitalized. The Iowa Supreme Court ruled Friday that abortion is not a guaranteed right under that state's constitution, reversing a ruling the court made only 4 years ago. The decision stemmed from a lawsuit filed by abortion providers challenging a 2020 law that requires a 24-hour waiting period before a woman can get an abortion. The court ruling comes amid speculation that the U.S. Supreme Court will overturn Roe v. Wade. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Federal regulators have paved the way for the youngest among us to get their COVID-19 vaccines. The CDC gave final approval Saturday for the Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech vaccines following the FDA's sign-off on Friday. Some 18 to 19 million children, some as young as 6 months old, could get shots as soon as next week. Travel woes continued for a second straight day on Friday. USA Radio's Victor Paul reports.
U.S. Airlines canceled high numbers of flights for a second straight day on Friday as they tried to recover from storms while accommodating growing crowds of summer vacationers. By mid-morning in the eastern U.S., airlines had scrubbed more than 1,000 flights after canceling more than 1,700 on Thursday. Airports with the most cancellations include Charlotte, North Carolina, a major hub for American Airlines, as well as LaGuardia and Newark Liberty in the New York City area, and Reagan Washington National.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The jury in a civil trial in California against Bill Cosby will have to start all over again next week. They had came to an agreement on whether the actor and comedian had sexually assaulted Judy Huss at the Playboy Mansion in 1975 when she was 16 years old, and whether she deserved any damages. Between the judge promising one juror, who happens to be the foreperson, that she could leave Friday for a prior commitment, and sheriff's deputies requiring the courthouse in Santa Monica be cleared because there's no budget for overtime for deputies, the panel will have to begin with an alternate on Monday. The tax man made an investment in its technology to help customers better and faster. USA Radio's Ellie Andrews is in Los Angeles.
The Internal Revenue Service unveiled a new artificial intelligence system it says will cut wait time to resolve simple tasks and improve customer service. The new phone system can understand complete and natural ways of speaking. The previous unauthenticated phone bot could only answer basic questions and allow callers to set up one-time payments.
I'll just give you one statistic. Last year, the IRS received over 200 million calls and only had 15,000 people to answer those calls. That's about 16,000 calls per person.
That was the Treasury Department Deputy Secretary. This new process could save 17 to 20 minutes.
Our website is usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Byrne.